An early look at the year's profit potential with the USDA's net farm income projection for 2021. Hello, I'm Will Robinson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Net farm income is expected to drop this year compared to 2020, but that doesn't mean your farm won't see strong profits. On this episode of Managing for Profit, an ag economist breaks down the expected differences from last year to this year and what that could mean for farmers' bottom line. More right after this. Ag economist David Widmar with Ag Economic Insights tells Brownfield farm income this year is expected to be down 20% from 2020.
But if you really step back and look at 90 years of data, and it provides a lot of context, both 2020 and 2021 are historically very strong farm profitability years. 2020 is the fourth highest net farm income going back to the 1970. And then, of course, 2021 is going to be slightly below that, but we're well above long-run average. It's somewhere around $88 billion. So we're well above where we've been in recent years, and we're still well above the long-run average. And so this is still setting up to be a very strong potential profitability year for agriculture.
Widmar says the USDA is projecting 2020's net farm income to come in at more than $110 billion. But he says not to bank on how this year will go just from USDA's first farm income estimate.
The first thing to keep in mind is this is the first estimate for the 2021 production year, and we would expect to see the potential for significant updates to that, to these estimates over the next 18 to 24 months.
Widmar says one of the biggest differences farmers can expect is fewer ad hoc payments.
The Farm Bill provides somewhere between $10-15 billion in annual support. I believe there's a good run there in recent history that the average is about $13 billion. And so that's, I guess, the context. That's the baseline. And then in recent years, we've seen these MFP payments and these CFAP payments and all this supplemental ad hoc. And 2020 broke all the previous records at $46 billion. 2021 is going to come crashing back to earth to about $25 billion, but still well above that historic long run, about double what we might expect as an average of sort of pre ad hoc payment era.
Well, he says overall estimates for farm income are high. That income isn't spread evenly.
The value of production for animals and livestock are going to be somewhere kind of in a 10-year low here in 2021, where crops are going to see some of the highest value production since about 2014. So we have this kind of split in the farm economy where the top line numbers are looking favorable, but it's not favorable for every crop, every commodity, and every region of the country.
He says overall ag production expenses are at a 10-year low. I'm Will Robinson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.